Monday morning time now for our thought for the day. Martin Spettigue's in the studio. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. Little over a week ago, many Buddhists celebrated the time of Lord Buddha's first sermon or discourse on how to end world suffering. Over 2,500 years ago, his heart was touched by the suffering he saw in the world, to the extent that he gave up his life of luxury as a prince in a northern Indian state and devoted himself to finding a way of overcoming suffering. After years of searching, he eventually achieved enlightenment. Like the Christ, low forces came to tempt him away from his goal by offering power and pleasure, and these he overcame. His way was through the Four Noble Truths, and in one of these truths, he showed that life could be happy and free from sorrow. That is, by following the Eightfold Path of right understanding, right speech, and so on. He recognized that these truths needed more sacrifice than he could expect from men and women at that time. Therefore, he thought it would be useless to tell the world of these truths. But he had enormous pity when he saw how many people were uncertain about the secret of deliverance. Thus, the meeting with his former five spiritual seekers in the wood called the Deer Park near the holy city of Benares, where, in effect, he told them, "I see clearly what mortality is and the path that leads to immortality." In our age, where many don't have much interest in God or religion, his message can have its attractions. It is, "I do not care to know your various theories about God. What is the use of discussing all the subtle doctrines about the soul? Do good and be good, and this will take you to freedom and whatever truth there is." Here's a short poem by Sri Chimnoy. "As an individual often dresses in different clothes, even so Krishna, the Buddha, the Christ, and many others are the same God clothed in different garb." Goodbye.